with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah! Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face!
Ah! You serious? You serious?
Don't scare me! We're talking!
Let's get ready to rumble!
You serious? You serious?
Impetuous, my defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart, I want to eat his children. And the best, and the best, and the best ever.
Bang, 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 try and stop it. Bang, bang, here I come. Bang, you want to throw sometime? Bang, 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 bang.
Greetings, Fight fans. Here, your latest edition of In the Square Circle with Felipe León, episode number 23. Your 30-minute or less recap of all the ongoings in the boxing world here on the Leave It in the Ring network of David Dueñas. I am Felipe León, international editor of FightNews.com, co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on our YouTube channel, Boxeo Tijuana, or you can find us at BoxeoTijuana.com. /TV, your Spanish language TV fix. Also, every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring network, the 2-minute round with David Avila, Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, where we delve into female boxing. Our next episode is actually this Thursday, June 30th, on the Leave It in the Ring network, and that it gets started at 7 p.m. Pacific. But here are In the Square Circle, we give you all the news, the notes, fight results, and upcoming calendar for the week in boxing in a quick 30 minute or less. And with that said, let's get started with this week's Hooks and Jabs. Last week, it was announced a verbal agreement had been reached between Golden Boy Promotions, Oscar De La Hoya, and Tom Loeffler of K2 Promotions to stage the mega fight between WBA, IBF, WBC middleweight champion Gennady Triple G Golovkin and former WBC super welterweight and middleweight champ Saul El Canelo Alvarez for September of 2017. One thing that was mentioned, that the fight will be held at 160 pounds. With that said, it's not the first time that we had both camps come to an agreement somewhat to stage this fight, but they've been having meetings back and forth since Saul El Canelo Alvarez defended that WBC middleweight title for the first and only time against Amir Khan back on May 7th. And now they announced they have a verbal agreement. But a couple days later, after that agreement was announced, Golden Boy Promotions had another big announcement, with Canelo Alvarez challenging WBO super welterweight champion Liam Smith on September 17th at the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, on HBO pay-per-view. So here we have Canelo Alvarez, who has been fighting at the Canelo weight of 155 pounds, now actually dropping a pound once again to get down to super welterweight 154 pounds and go for a different title. First time I believe that he will be challenging, first time that he will be challenging for a title that is not the WBC, and it will be the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. If you remember, he left the WBC middleweight title vacant because he and his team mentioned that they will not be forced to negotiate under duress as far as a time constraint, and that's why he left that title vacant, the WBC middleweight title, even though he knew that he had to defend against Gennady Golovkin after his win against Amir Khan. That was dictated since the beginning of the year, or somewhat near close to the beginning of the year, but now he will be going after the WBO title as far as Liam Smith. He stopped John Thompson back in October 2015 in the seventh round for the vacant title, and he has defended it twice since then in December of 2015 via seventh round TKO over Jimmy Kilrain Kelly and a second round knockout last month over Predag Razdosevic. After it was rumored Richard Schaefer, previously of Golden Boy Promotions, was going to become the CEO of Mayweather Promotions, now the news has come out that he has launched his own promotional company named Ringstar Sports. Schaefer mentioned that he is already licensed in New York, Texas, and California, and has applied in Nevada. No fighters just yet, but said he would be calling Al Haymon to be able to go to work together. Plus, some of the networks said that he might be going down to Rio de Janeiro for the Olympics this year and see if he could sign some of the Olympians there, go after ex-champions or someone named fighters that might not be signed to any promoter. That's something else that he mentioned. He also said he was open to work with anybody, hinting his feelings towards Bob Arum might have changed. Bob, he had mentioned while he was still the CEO of Golden Boy Promotions that he would never work with Top Rank's Bob Arum, but now it looks like he has softened on that idea. And he also mentioned the problems with Golden Boy Promotions are in the rearview mirror and is open to working with them as well. If we all remember, there was some issues there. Oscar actually ended up firing him, and there was a non-competing clause in his contract, and that's why he has been out for the better part of 2 years. But now that is over, and he says that he might be also willing to work with his ex-boss, Oscar De La Hoya, and Golden Boy Promotions. That is up to Oscar to see if he's willing to do that. In a quote, Richard Schaefer stated, "I will also aggressively pursue promotional free agents, current or former champions, and rising stars, and give them the benefit of my expertise, which always was to empower the fighters. With me, the fighters always got paid a lot more than anywhere else." Or close the quote, whatever you want to call it. But that is Richard Schaefer coming back to the world of boxing. Top Rank's Bob Arum accepted the rumor there is talks to make a fight possibly in November between Filipino politician Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao and former four-time world champion Adrian "The Problem" Broner. Pacquiao is still checking if he will be available during that time with his calendar in the Filipino Congress. So now that the lawsuit between Top Rank's Bob Arum and Al Haymon of the PBC, who handles the career of Adrian "The Problem" Broner, has ended, now there is the possibility that they could be working together in the near future in this mega fight. So obviously it would be pay-per-view, but it was something to look forward to. I think it's a great fight. I think Manny Pacquiao has a great chance of stopping Adrian Broner, and Freddie Roach has actually mentioned that would be what they would be going for, an actual knockout of Adrian Broner. So let's see what happens. I believe that Adrian Broner has never been knocked out. He's been dropped a couple times by Marcos Maidana, but he's never been stopped. So that is something to look forward to in the last half of the year. The much-anticipated rematch between WBO and WBA heavyweight champion Tyson Fury and Vladimir Klitschko has been postponed after the Brit suffered a severe left ankle injury. Fury shared photos of his purple, badly sprained ankle on his social media accounts. He shared he rolled over his ankle while running, which is hard to believe, was told he needed to keep off it for 6 or 7 weeks, and it was mentioned the fight will be held in the fall. Obviously, Vladimir Klitschko very disappointed with the news. After 2.5 years outside the ring due to a promotional and managerial issues, undefeated former two-divisional champion Mikey Garcia will be back in the ring on July 30th on the undercard of Leo Santa Cruz versus Carl Frampton, set for the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Garcia has not signed with any promotional company, but has had talks with Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Al Haymon. Garcia mentioned that Al Haymon offered him a co-promotional deal instead of a promotional contract like Mayweather did. And Mayweather has been seen a couple times at the California gym. I think it was either Oxnard or Riverside where Mikey Garcia trains. There's been some pictures on social media with Floyd Mayweather making some frequent visits there, I guess trying to win favor with Garcia. But Garcia will be coming back on an Al Haymon card, which will be that PBC card with Leo Santa Cruz and Carl Frampton in the main event on July 30th. Garcia will be facing Elio Rojas in a 10-rounder at a catchweight in the super lightweight division. Rojas is 24-2 with 14 knockouts, with his losses coming to Johnny Gonzalez and Gamaliel El Plátano Diaz, with wins over Hector Velasquez, Takahiro Ao, Guti Espadas Jr., and his last fight, a win over Robert Ossiobi back in 2014. So this Elio Rojas has not seen any action in a couple of years, just like Mikey Garcia. Actually, Marco Garcia has been 2.5 years. His last fight was a win over Juan Carlos Burgos in January of 2014. Garcia mentioned in an interview on CBS this weekend that he will be looking for a title at 135 pounds. He just wants to get this fight out of the way, and then he'll be dropping down to the lightweight division and look for a title there. So that is our hooks and jabs section, and now we move on to our fight results. On Friday, June 24th, from Beijing, China, Jason Sosa scored an 11th round TKO in a scheduled 12-rounder against former champ Javier Fortuna for the WBA super featherweight title. While in the semi-main event, Neomar Cermeño scored his own TKO, this time in the 12th round of 12 against Jun Q Chao for the vacant WBA bantamweight title. On the same night, from the A La Carta Pavilion in Tampa, Florida, All-Star Boxing presented on Telemundo, Ricardo Rodriguez taking a unanimous decision over David Quijano for the WBO Latino Super Flyweight title. The next night, Saturday, June 25th, from the O2 Arena in London, England, Matchroom Boxing on the UK Sky Sports, and it was broadcast live in the afternoon here on Showtime. Anthony Joshua, the heavyweight IBF heavyweight champion, defended his title for the first time with an impressive 7th round TKO over previously unbeaten Dominic Brazil. Anthony Joshua looked very athletic, very agile, very good combinations to the body and to the head. Dominic Brazil overmatched but showed a lot of heart. He was hurt a couple times during the 7 rounds, but was able to last the 7 rounds until he was finally dropped, and then the fight was stopped. In the semi-main event, George Groves won a unanimous decision over Martin Murray in the WBA for the WBA International Super Middleweight title. Scores there were 118 to 110 three times. While Chris Eubank Jr. stopped Tom Doran for the British middleweight title in the 7th round of Schedule 12, Chris Eubank Jr. and Gennady Golovkin having a war of words during Twitter. Looks like it's a very good possibility that Chris Eubank Jr. will be the next opponent for Gennady Golovkin sometime in the next couple months in England, in the UK. The same night, Saturday, June 25th, from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, DeBella Entertainment and the PBC on CBS presented the first primetime heavyweight fight on a Saturday night on CBS. And since Muhammad Ali fought, I believe, Leon Spinks in the main event, WBA welterweight champion Keith Thurman scored a close, very close, razor-thin unanimous decision over former IBF champion Sean Porter in one of the best fights of the year so far. Scores were 115-113 three times. Sean Porter did what everybody expected, applied a lot of pressure, make it into a fight, maul Keith Thurman, while Keith Thurman tried to stay away but scored the more telling, harder, more precise shots. In the semi-main event, super welterweight Jarrett Hurd scored a 10th round TKO over previously unbeaten Oscar Molina in a super welterweight bout. A good scrap, maybe a little stopped a little prematurely, but Jarrett Hurd had the win in that night. From the Scottish Rite Center in San Antonio, Texas, Ligia Bata Promotions and PBC on NBC Sports gave us Justin Deloach scoring a unanimous decision in the 10-rounder against Junior Castillo. Castillo was down in the third and the fifth. Scores there were 79-71 and 78-72 two times. While from the Bomb Factory in Dallas, Texas, Top Rank presented on Unimas, Matt Kovarov taking a unanimous decision over Brian Vera at super middleweight. Scores there were 79-69 two times and 78-70. While Mike Alvarado scored a majority decision in an 8-rounder over Josh Torres at a welterweight. Scores there were 78-74, 77-75, and an even 75. 474.
Veremos quién es el más macho.
And now we go to our upcoming calendar. Not a lot of fights, but we got some fights this weekend, starting on Tuesday, June 28th from the Sands Bethlehem Event Center in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Actually, that's Tuesday, June 28th tonight, if you're listening to In the Squared Circle on the day it comes out on the Leave It in the Ring Network, which is Tuesdays. Kings Promotions and the PBC on Fox Sports 1 present Edner Cherry versus Haskell Rhodes in a 10-rounder at lightweight, while Omar Douglas takes on Alexei Collado in another 10-rounder at featherweight. On Friday, July 1st, from the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles, California, Golden Boy Promotions on Estrella TV gives us Jorge Negrete versus Jose Bustos in an 8-rounder at super bantamweight. On Saturday, July 2nd, from the Gimnasio Municipal Jose Neri Santos in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, De Leon Promotions, and on the Azteca Channel, and more, and probably on beIN Sports in Español in the United States, the WBC Super Flyweight Champion Zulina Munoz takes on the Argentinian Vanessa Lorena Taborda in a 10-rounder defending her title. While from the Arena Coliseo in Mexico City, Promociones del Pueblo, and on the competing Televisa channel in Mexico, present newly crowned WBC Junior Flyweight Champion Ganinan Lopez defending his title for the first time against Jonathan Taconin, while the former WBC Junior Flyweight Champion Pedro Guevara takes on Ruben Montoya in a 10-rounder at Junior Flyweight, looking for another shot at his previous title. And from the Santander Arena in Reading, Pennsylvania, Kings Promotion again with the PBC, but this time on ESPN, gives us Jamel Herring versus Denis Shavikov in a 10-rounder at lightweight. And that, friends, is the end of the upcoming calendar. And clocking in a little bit at 17 minutes, is we have reached the end of In the Squared Circle, where we give you all the news and notes in 30 minutes or less. Just a quick rundown of the Leave It in the Ring lineup for the week. On Monday night, we have the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya, 4 p.m. Pacific. You could call in and speak to those guys regarding all things boxing. Tuesdays on the Leave It in the Ring Network, you have this, the show, the In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon, your 30-minute or less recap of what is going in the boxing world for the last week. Wednesdays, we have the flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, at 7 p.m. Pacific with our fearless leader, David Dueñas, and Gabriel Montoya. While every other Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, we have the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Ring, and myself, Felipe Leon. And then we're also waiting for the return of the technical draw with Lenny the Fight Smith, and Around the Ring, the full-on recap show of all the shows with David Dueñas. With that said, I thank you for listening to this, the 23rd episode of In the Squared Circle. Hopefully you got all your news and all your results. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.